Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And today we have Sherry Spies with Radian Home Mortgage Insurance, PMI. We're talking PMI today. Mm-hmm. Welcome again, Sherry.
Well, thank you.
Hey, let's start out with kind of just a basic primer on what mortgage insurance is and what it does, because most people, all they know is that if I put less than 20% down on my home, I got to have it. But they don't really know why.
Yeah, they always look and go, what's this extra amount of money?
They look at you and say, I don't want that. So how can I get around that? That's a really good question.
Sure.
I think the thing to remind people of is that it's not mortgage life. So a lot of people think when they get mortgage insurance that they have a mortgage life policy, whereas if one of the spouses die, it comes in and pays the other spouse's mortgage off.
Some people think that?
Some people think it's mortgage life, so that's not what they're getting.
Oh, no, that's like the things you start getting in the mail after you get your loan.
60 days after you get your loan, you get this mortgage life thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, mortgage insurance is a little bit different in the fact that if you buy a home and put less than 20% down and do a conventional mortgage, you have insurance on you.
Right.
And so even though you as a borrower pay for the insurance, what it does is it insures the lender in case of default.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're taking a look at that loan just like the lender and making a decision that that's a good risk.
Right.
And should something happen and they can no longer make their payment, we pay a claim to the lender.
Right.
It happens in other types of mortgages too. People think, well, then I'm going to do FHA. Well, FHA has MIP.
Yeah.
Or people think, well, you know, I've got my VA. I can use my VA. Well, you got a VA funding fee.
Right.
All of those things are a type of insurance. And so really, mortgage insurance is not much different than either one of those.
Okay.
And the thing is, though, with a convention and private mortgage insurance, or PMI, is associated only with conventional type loans.
Right.
And there's multiple ways to structure that. So it can be structured where you pay a monthly payment. It can be structured where you pay a one-time fee and then you don't have anything added to your payment. It can be split, where you have a little bit up front and in a way lower payment every month.
Has it always been that way, though? Or does that vary as the markets change?
You know, initially it was always an annual premium with a monthly portion of it. So it was very similar to FHA.
Okay.
And then it switched and almost everything was monthly. And now we've added a couple different products. One that's a single premium that can be added into the interest rate. One can be paid by a borrower or seller, or one could be split. That's where it really helps to work with somebody like Eric, who knows all the different options and really is able to guide that borrower to what situation is going to work best for him in their profile.
Okay, so you just said something that's key to me that you caught my ear on, working with someone who knows this. So you're saying that not all mortgage professionals will know all the differences that are out there?
Well, I think a lot of them do, but like all of us, you know, you develop habits. This is easy. Mm-hmm. This works well. Everybody accepts them monthly. Sometimes you got to look outside the box a little bit.
Right.
See what's going to work best for that borrower.
I agree. Right. And Reba, I mean, I'm having been in the industry a long time. I've mentored a lot of loan officers. You know, some of them you'll talk about, I'll be working a transaction with a loan officer and we're trying to figure out what's the best way to structure this loan. And I'm looking at what's the down payment, what's their credit score, what are all these factors. And I say, well, why don't you try single premium? You know, which is going to give them a lower payment. You get lower ratios, blah, 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 blah. And you can qualify for more home, or that'll make it
More upfront cost.
Right.
Right.
A lot of loan officers will just kind of look at you like a deer caught in the headlights. Like, what? I can do that? How does that work?
Well, I've even seen that in situations where we've been working with a mutual client and maybe they're comparing you and one or two other mortgage professionals. And they'll be like, oh, but Eric gave me this and this guy gave me this and my out-of-pocket cost is so much lower. And it's like, well, hold on. Do you even know what you're really looking at? Let's go take a close look
at
what the comparisons are, because you might be comparing apples and oranges in this situation.
That's true.
And then what we end up looking at is like, well, this is why the payment is so much lower here versus this guy over here. And I know it's sometimes a frustration for you because you know, you get certain types of personalities that buy, and some of them shop certain kinds of things. Some people are very focused on the payment. Some people are very focused on the rate, and some people are very focused on the cash out of pocket.
That's right.
And then sometimes you get that fun person who's sensitive to all three. And you're like, okay, look, seriously, at some point,
we love
we have
all,
to be realistic.
But yeah. Well, that's why usually if I'm putting together quotes or something, I'll give multiple options. This one mm-hmm. gives you the lowest cash up front. This one gives you the lowest payment. This one's maybe gives you a compromise between those two.
Right.
So person
but
can make those decisions.
But someone has to really be having a good upfront conversation mm-hmm. with you about what their goals are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it
because
can be very
we always talk about setting people up for success for the transaction. Mm-hmm. And so that is truly key, is making sure that you can communicate this. And I guess the tough part really in this, you know, industry of ours is that I'm talking with people at a very granular level about their needs and wants of their family and their lifestyle. And oftentimes it bleeds into the lending side. And I frequently get asked to review, well, here's what the lenders are giving me. What frightens me is I happen to know a lot about lending, but I'm certainly not licensed as a lender. But there's a lot of new people out there right now that would have no clue really about what they're looking at or how to talk about what each lender might be providing or the impact it's going to have on somebody over time. So it's, I just, you know me, I'm all about communication and making sure that we're having good conversations. And there's been times I've had to interrupt you mm-hmm. in working with a client to say, well, you know you're having this conversation, but this other conversation happened over here. We need to make sure we're all on the same page because this is the feedback I'm getting and I need to make sure you hear it. So, you know, I mean, it's, but again, this is what's so fun about having Sherry here is like, I never get this person to talk to.
Well, it's also an education. I mean, I think that's the role that you both play. Mm-hmm. And so by dealing with people that have been in the business a long time, you mm-hmm. can help educate them so that they can make a decision that's going to fit well for them and their family.
Yeah. And I think people get very intimidated from the lending side of it and they tend to, they get to a place where they kind of break down and stop communicating because most people don't want to lose face.
Right.
And if they don't understand completely, the tendency is to actually just kind of take that internally and then not really continue pushing because there's a discomfort.
Sure. Right.
Right. And so things like this are something that I think is important that we find a way to have good open communication about it so we can talk about it, make them feel comfortable and confident about this, and then understand how it works over time mm-hmm. for them, right?
So and Sherry, maybe kind of help us out, fill us out a little bit, mm-hmm. sort of the different things that influence the cost of PMI, you know, so how much you put down, you know, what are some factors that can affect that?
Yeah,
some of the things that we look at when we price out an MI loan is, first of all, the loan-to-value, how much someone is putting down. Mm-hmm. And mortgage insurance companies now are going up to 97% LTV again, which is a huge deal for us.
I heard that.
So 3% down. Yeah.
With 3% down, and it can be borrowed. So this is a huge step. We've not done a lot of it yet, but we're getting a lot of conversations about it right now. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we look at is the loan-to-value, or how much someone is actually going to put down. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is credit score. So most MI companies price based on credit score. And typically it goes down as low as 620 and as high as 760 is the highest bucket you can qualify in.
When is someone getting the better PMI rates? Is it kind of like the lending side of it at like say 740 or 720?
Yeah. Anything over 740, 760, you'll get the best rates.
Maybe a little higher. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's strata here. So your premiums are going to be highest if you're putting 3% down. And then if you put a little bit more down, 5%, they're mm-hmm. going to go lower. 10%, they're going to go a little bit lower than that. 15% down, they're going to go way, way lower than that. And then, of course, 20% down, you're not going to need it at all.
That's a really good point. Because if you're going to do a 97, the investors require that you mm-hmm. have 35% coverage on that loan. And you're going, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
Basically, what that means is that I'm going to come back and I'm going to pay the lender 35% of the loan amount should that loan go sideways. So let's say we do a 95 and you need 30% coverage.
Right.
The MI company will come in and pay 30% the lender.
Does that sound like a lot, Reba?
No, it's not. I'm not reacting for it sounding like a lot. It's helping in the, as somebody who did a lot of short sales, mm-hmm. in the day and still, in fact, mm-hmm. actually, I'm writing an offer this afternoon for somebody on a short sale. When I look at what gets the lender to say yes.
Right.
How do we get them to say yes?
They're thinking about it. Is there PMI coverage? Or is there mortgage insurance coverage?
Right, exactly. And what is it? Because, I mean, in some of those short sales we had, we even sometimes had to have the PMI company sign off on that sale as well. And so it certainly helps, you know, from my understanding of, okay, because, I mean, we're not
done.
Do you
know that when you're in negotiation, if they have mortgage insurance or not on that loan?
We can't find out, yes.
Yeah, it seems like a good thing.
I'm all about communication. Well, I tend to go and look at what the original loan was to begin with. And the ones that are a bigger question mark for me sometimes are if it's been a modified loan and whether or not there's something still applies to that or not. Because this one that I have coming up, this is actually a client who went through a bankruptcy, had the loan modified, and now it was a bankruptcy attorney who referred her to me. And so there's a lot of things we had. My learning curve is just constantly on the upswing because we had to get into conversations about what it meant with the type of chapter that she had applied for and was discharged and whether or not the lender can come after her after the fact and, you know, all these kinds of, and they can't, you know, so, and it's, you know, it's one of those things that I feel bad for her because she's a person who's 66 years old and has been through bankruptcy once already, has this loan that was modified that will never actually be paid off ever. Even if she gets to the end of the term of this modified note, there's still $300,000+ still due. And so it's just like, that's just insane. Like, why would you do this? So we have an investor who's going to buy the property from her because it's in okay condition. But so we're just about to get that underway this week. But so that particular note, I'm not really sure. I looked at the modified terms, but I don't recall seeing a mortgage insurance. I think the bankruptcy maybe affects that a little bit. But in a traditional case where we just have someone who's in default, we try and figure out where we're at so we know how many players are we going to be having to talk to.
Sure.
Who do we need to explain this to? How do we get into the hardship letter and all the things that are part of that? So most definitely, I've had more than my share, I guess, of interactions from this level, but without direct communication, because we always have to do that through the service provider, right? Which is that lender name.
Right.
You know, and that was the thing we found out through all of this is you can go to that lender and they didn't used to be required by law to tell us who the back end investor was or if there was PMI. They now are required to tell us. And so we have to put that request out and then they give us that information back and then we go forward. But
yeah, that can definitely help in the whole negotiation process and
absolutely.
Helping try and put some transactions together.
Yeah.
So when we come back,
go ahead.
Yeah, more with Sherry Spees from Radian Mortgage Insurance. Stay tuned and call us if you have questions, 866-712-1300.
Got a question? Call it in, 866-712-1300.